This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Xiao Ik with Lim Su and Juliet Jacobs in the studio. As always, we have two stories for you today. What's coming up first, Suen?
So astronomers have discovered what is the largest known gaseous structure in the Milky Way, and it's made up of interconnected stellar nurseries. So we find out more from one of the astronomers on what this actually means and its significance in the field of astronomy.
So astronomers at Harvard University have discovered a monolithic wave-shaped gaseous structure made up of interconnected stellar nurseries in our very own Milky Way galaxy. And this was announced in a paper published in the journal Nature and also recently presented by its co-author Alyssa Goodman at the 235th meeting of the American Astronomical Society that took place in Honolulu, Hawaii.
So this is the largest such structure ever seen in our galaxy, stretching about 9,000 light years long and 400 light years wide, with a wave-like shape and extending 500 light years above and below the galactic plane. So according to lead author Joa Alves, who's from the University of Vienna in Austria, what they've observed is, quote-unquote, the largest coherent gas structure we know of in the galaxy, organized not in a ring, but in a massive undulating filament. I hope you explain all of that to us.
So they actually named the wave the Radcliffe Wave. That's because it's after the Harvard's Radcliffe Institute of Advanced Study, and that's where the research was mainly conducted. Mm-hmm. And so earlier today, I did get in touch with Catherine Zucker. She's an astronomer with the Harvard University and also one of the key authors of the paper. And since many of the articles actually mentioned that it was made up of stellar nurseries or star nurseries, it was quite, I wanted to know more about what it is. And here's a clip of her explaining that.
So a stellar nursery is a cloud of what we call gas and dust. And gas and dust is the interstellar material that forms new stars. And so inside this interstellar material, it's so cold and so dense that the material can collapse under its own gravity and you get new stars. So they're little star factories. So it's a string of stellar nurseries that extends about 9,000 light years in length. And so never before have we actually been able to connect stellar nurseries on this scale. And so we've known about these stellar nurseries in our part of the galaxy for hundreds of years, but we were never able to actually place them together into a larger coherent picture where they're all connected in this gigantic star-forming filament. So that's the novel aspect of this work.
And the research was enabled by a new analysis of data from the European Space Agency's Gaia spacecraft. So Gaia was launched in 2013 with the mission of precisely measuring the position, distance and motion of the stars in the Milky Way galaxy. And the team of astronomers used data from Gaia along with other measurements to construct sort of the most accurate 3D map yet of our galaxy. And they also developed techniques based on the color of stars to map the 3D distribution of dust, which would then allow them to accurately measure the distances to stellar nurseries.
So all of the stars in the universe, which is including our sun, of course, are formed when clouds of gas and dust undergo a gravitational collapse. But working out how much mass the clouds have and how large they are has actually been very difficult because these things depend on how far away the clouds are. So to map the positions of the clouds, the scientists relied on the fact that just as the sun reddens at sunset, starlight also reddens as it passes through interstellar dust. So with this in mind, they analyzed the colors of stars whose distances had been measured with unprecedented accuracy by Gaia. And the dust reddens the light of stars behind it, but has no effect on those in front.
And so they used the data from these type of measurements. And as they looked closer at the data set that they've collected, they discovered this giant structure that is the Radcliffe Wave. And surprisingly, the Radcliffe Wave also includes stellar nurseries that they actually previously thought was part of a smaller structure called Gould's Belt. And that is actually only 3,000 light years across compared to the 9,000 light years that is the length of the Radcliffe Wave. Mm-hmm. And so the discovery of this wave actually redefines our understanding of the Milky Way.
This structure, this Radcliffe Wave, it redefines the structure of the local arm of our galaxy. And so the local arm is a spiral arm in the Milky Way that is nearest to our sun. And we thought we knew the shape of the local arm. So the local arm is supposed to have a spiral shape, as you would expect, and it's supposed to sort of lie in the disk of the galaxy. You can think of the Milky Way as a like a thin pancake, and so it's supposed to lie in the disk of this pancake. But what's really unique about the Radcliffe Wave is that it is incredibly straight if you look at it from top down in our galaxy, like a bird's eye view. But if you actually look at it sideways from the perspective of the sun, it's incredibly wavy. So it's a gaseous sine wave. And so it's not what we would expect for a spiral arm, and it totally redefines the spiral arm as we knew it in our part of the galaxy. If you look up at our night sky, so this structure is invisible in 2D because you actually need to have a 3D picture of this structure in order to figure out that it's there. Mm-hmm. But there are famous star forming regions in the night sky, regions like Orion, for instance, or there's other famous regions in our sky like Cygnus or Taurus or Perseus. So it shows us that all of these regions that we've been studying for a very long time are all interconnected in a way that we had never previously understood. And also it means that for the first time, we really understand what our neighborhood looks like in the galaxy. And so it's going to allow us to better understand also the structure of spiral arms in very high resolution as well.
And while this was an exciting find, Alyssa Goodman, who's the paper's co-author and she's also the co-director of the science program at the Radcliffe Institute, added that no astronomer expected that we live next to a giant wave-like collection of gas or that it forms the local arm of the Milky Way.
So Catherine then also shared how it was such a shock to discover the wave and that they couldn't quite believe it was real initially.
So we were in complete shock, actually. So just for a sense of perspective, the disk of our galaxy is about 100,000 light years long. And this structure is only about 500 light years from us at its closest point. And so it's right in front of our noses. And so we were totally stunned to the extent that at first we didn't actually believe it was real. And so we brought in other experts on the structure of our Milky Way galaxy to see if they could disprove the existence of this structure. And nobody could. And so once we asked enough of our colleagues what they thought of this structure and they were all on board, then we were really excited about it. And we were pretty pumped up about what this meant for our understanding of our part of the galaxy.
But the gaseous nature of the structure also made the research more challenging for the team.
So the challenge is that the structures we're trying to map in 3D, they're not solids. They're gaseous structures. So they're these nebulous clouds in space. And so the reason that we were able to make this discovery is we developed new methods to map the distances to all of these stellar nurseries. And so previously, the distances to these structures had two large error bars. And so the measurements were too imprecise in order to actually see this wave. But once we were able to pinpoint their location with respect to our sun, everything sharply popped into focus and we were able to see this structure that has been right in front of our noses for a very long time, but we just couldn't actually observe it as a coherent structure before because we didn't actually have very, very precise distances.
So how long did it take the team eventually to collect the data that led to the discovery of the wave?
It took us about a year for us to go from the idea to actually bringing this new picture into fruition. Mm-hmm. So the lead author on this study, Joao Alves, he thought he had seen a semblance of the wave back in fall of 2018. Mm-hmm. But I actually wasn't too sure that he actually had found anything. And so what we actually tried to do is we actually tried to map not only all of these stellar nurseries, but all the connections between the stellar nurseries. And by doing that, it took us a couple more months. We were able to actually connect it into this gigantic structure. And then we were actually able to create and utilize new 3D visualization software that allowed us to put all of this information into context and actually view it with respect to other data on our Milky Way and also other models for spiral arms. And so once we incorporated all of that information, this picture about this large gaseous structure and its relationship to spiral arms and to our solar neighbor in general really, really came out into clear focus.
But the discovery has thrown up a raft of questions, especially around how the wave was formed. So while the paper itself offered no speculation about the event, the authors have offered some ideas. And here's what Catherine had to say.
Essentially, we don't know exactly how this structure has formed. And so figuring out exactly how it is formed will be the work of many people who do numerical simulations, run simulations of Milky Way-like galaxies on computers, or who work in theoretical models for how spiral arms form in our galaxy. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple different scenarios. I think my favorite scenario at the moment is that it's possible that there was a collision between something with our Milky Way galaxy, so something like a smaller dwarf galaxy or a massive cloud of gas and stars, or even a dark matter clump potentially hit the disk of our Milky Way. And that's what's causing the undulation that we see in and out of the disk. And so it's potentially a collision that caused this structure to form. Mm-hmm. But there are many other scenarios. It could be that we don't exactly know what the gravitational potential of our galaxy is. We don't actually know exactly how galactic dynamics can produce these sort of structures. So I think it'll be really exciting over the coming years to come together in a number of different fields to figure out exactly how you create these sort of structures. But also one of the other things that we're going to try to do is see if we can find more of these structures either in our own galaxy, in our own Milky Way galaxy, mm-hmm. or potentially in the disks of other nearby galaxies. Mm-hmm. And so there shouldn't be the only one that we can observe. There should be more. And so if we have targeted high-resolution follow-up observations, we hopefully should be able to check more of these in our local universe.
And so that was Harvard astronomer Catherine Zucker on the recent discovery of the Radcliffe wave here in our very own Milky Way galaxy. Mm. So she also, after the interview, she also mentioned that how, you know, there's still so much about our own galaxy that we don't know. And yet in some cases, we are seeing more research actually happening about galaxies and planets beyond our very own. Mm. So it's definitely a lot more to learn. And, you know, especially with new technology, new spacecrafts up there, there will be more discoveries, you know, emerging in the Milky Way.
Definitely. So if you have any thoughts you'd like to share about this story, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or call us at 03-773-2900. We'll go for a quick break now and we'll be back with our second story later. For now, here's the Beach Boys with Surfing, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll